have a youth minister that was full-time prior to Corey. Now, that mountain was sort of large and unknown to us because we were a congregation growing at a fast pace. We had a youth group that was needing that leadership that was there, you know, that was a spiritual leader that was going to be there on a full-time basis to minister to them. And so Almighty God, He led the elders, deacons, parents, youth, and our congregation into the unknown of having a youth minister, and He blessed us with Corey. And I'm thankful for that. Corey worked with several of our youth way back in the day when he first started. And you got a fair 8.5 years, those youth are no longer in the youth group. But they formed up and they developed what we call basic believers and servants in Christ. And so that's what you see on our bulletin. It's called the basic bulletin, if you've ever read it for the youth group. And you've always wondered, why does it say basic? Well, that's why. With it comes Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to those who believe. And so Corey had a mission and a focus, and that was to set up for our youth to be believers and servants in Christ that are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, recognizing that it is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. That is the leadership Corey brought. And the elders blessed him and worked with him and mentored him. And here's where we're at. With that said, I'm now going to read in consecutive order just some scriptures. Like I said, they're taken from six different places. Two of the scripture readings are coming from Colossians, one's from 1 Peter, one's from Hebrews, 2 Corinthians, and then at last I'm going to wrap up with words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from John 16, verse 33. So if you'll listen to these words. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of the world, rather than on Christ. So as to those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves, also in all your behavior, because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight. But all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. And then from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, quote, these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world, unquote. So, with the reading of this, Corey, these are the things I think of you. These are the things I have heard you in devotions and in classes and at winter retreats teach our children. That God is God. That Jesus Christ is his Son. That God, that he is forever faithful and his love endures forever. Those who are in Christ live forever. The Word of God is active. And God doesn't call us to sit and watch. He calls us into action. And our action is about love. And it's not the love as we define it. It is love as God defines it. So, this is what our brother Corey has been teaching our kids. This is a very, very summarized version. But Corey, I encourage you, brother, as well as I encourage the rest of the brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the direction that we are going. And every day we are to be in the Word of God so that we know what God says to us. If you are not sure which direction you are going, if you are not sure to whom you belong, if you are sick and tired of the darkness of this world and you want to know the light of God, then we're about to offer an invitation. For brothers and sisters who are tired and worn out and maybe have fallen back into the ways of this world and tasted the bitterness of darkness and you want to be encouraged, we'll encourage you right now. And for those who aren't in Christ, who see the beauty of his light and the love of God, this is a time for you to come and join us forever in Christ as we sing.
Mine enemy. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Jesus Christ, he died for me. And he took away my sin. I will live with him for eternity. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. nation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord.
We had a lot of announcements this morning, so we're not doing announcements tonight. We're glad you're here, and we hope you'll stay and celebrate with us. And it's a sweet, sad celebration. We're happy for Corey and Paige, and we know that this is a direction that, from a ministerial standpoint, he